This is Akashvani, the news read by Sanjay Mattu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today extended greetings to the nation on the commencement of the Somnath Swabhiman Parv. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "The Swabhiman Parv is about remembering the countless children of the country who never compromised with their principles and ethos." Mr. Modi noted that in January 1026, Somnath faced its first attack. The Prime Minister said that despite repeated assaults in subsequent centuries, the eternal faith of devotees and the civilizational resolve of Bharat ensured that Somnath was rebuilt time and again. The Prime Minister shared glimpses from his previous visits to Somnath and invited citizens to join the celebration by sharing their own memories using hashtag Somnath Swabhiman Parv. He recalled the program held on 31st October 2001, which marked 50 years since the rebuilt Somnath Temple opened its doors in 1951 in the presence of the then President Dr. Rajendra Prasad. The Prime Minister will join the Somnath Swabhiman Parv on the 11th of January. The event will feature a year-long spiritual, cultural and social activities. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India's Reform Express continues to gain momentum as the country's GDP is estimated to grow at 7.4% during the current fiscal compared to 6.5% during the last financial year. Reacting to the figures, the Prime Minister said that the growth outlook is being driven by the NDA government's sustained investment push and demand-led policy measures. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "Efforts across infrastructure development, manufacturing incentives, digital public goods, and ease of doing business are aimed at realizing the vision of a prosperous India." External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has said that India and France must work together to stabilize global politics as the world is witnessing a fractious geopolitical environment. He made the remarks during a meeting with his French counterpart, Jean-Noël Barrot, in Paris yesterday. Dr. Jaishankar stated that continuous conversation is an important part of nurturing the relationship.
France is amongst our oldest strategic partner, the first in Europe. Our particular meeting takes place in the larger context of considerable global uncertainty. We must and we are making full use of the various mechanisms we have in different domains, a productive exchange of views on global and regional issues.
The centre has issued the notification for the first phase of Census of India 2027. House listing operations will be conducted between the 1st of April and the 30th of September this year across all states and union territories during a 30-day period specified by each state or union territory. The notification issued by the Home Ministry stated that provision for self-enumeration will be available for a period of 15 days prior to the commencement of house-to-house house listing as per the schedule notified by each state or union territory. The Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026 will be held at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi tomorrow. In a social media post, Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia said that the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue empowers the country's Yuva Shakti to lead from the front, take on real challenges and co-create India's future. The ICC Women's T20 World Cup 2026 qualifier fixtures have been announced. 10 teams will compete for the last four spots in the tournament during the global qualifier tournament scheduled in Nepal from the 14th of January to the 1st of February. The matches will be held in Kathmandu across two venues. Starting 14th of this month, a total of 10 warm-up matches have been scheduled. Domestic benchmark equity indices posted mild losses in early trade today amid profit booking, rising geopolitical tensions and muted sentiment from the Asian markets. The 30-share Sensex was trading down 349 points at 84,611. The Nifty slipped 125 points to trade at 26,015. And that is the end of this news bulletin.